presented by Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. Kerman Miller Realty Group. Live where you love and love where you live. And by Kuster Commercial. Commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Now, live from the Toast Cafe, here is Patty Mercer.
Hello and welcome to Close Up Fort Mill TKK. I'm Patty Mercer, and yes, we are live today right here in TKK at Famous Toastery. I've got a couple of guests, and if you want some energy, you just need to stop by because we've got enough energy to fill the room and the porch out there. Of course, I'm talking about Dana Boutwell and Maureen Metzger, who are with, what we're talking about today is the 6th annual Paint the Town Gold. What's that all about? We're going to find out from beginning to where we are right now. Dana Boutwell, it's so good to see you.
Hey, Patty. Thank you for having me.
Yes, and I know we go back a long ways.
A long ways.
In fact, when we talk about painting the town gold, we're talking about raising awareness for pediatric childhood cancer.
Right.
This has been your mission since you were, well, since you made the decision to compete in the Strawberry Festival pageant.
Right.
Back in
2013. Wow, time has just struck by.
It really has. And I remember the first time I met you, you were just on fire. You were like, this is what I want to do. I want to help the kids. You have a very powerful story as to why. And now for the first time, I'm getting to meet Maureen, who is what we call a hood leader. Welcome to Close Up, first time guest. Maureen.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so you are really, is this your first year that you've gotten involved?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to hear all about what you've been doing because you happen to live in my neighborhood, and I can see every morning, every afternoon, the gold ribbons popping out everywhere on those mailboxes. But let's start with you, Dana, as it relates to Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. It's September.
Right.
Gold bows. Paint the town gold. Why is it so important that our entire community get behind this effort?
Well, you know, Paint the Town Gold all started for me, like you said, in 2013, and I had the opportunity to raise awareness for childhood cancer through the Strawberry Festival pageant. And my connection to childhood cancer was through a close friend whose son was diagnosed at 2 with leukemia. And whenever we started the conversation of me having this opportunity to, you know, represent this cause, I asked her, tell me all about childhood cancer. And she goes, well, do you know what month represents Childhood Cancer Awareness Month? I'm like, I had no idea. Do you know what color? I had no idea. I didn't know that it was September, and I didn't know that gold was the color. And I said, we're going to change that. If I am lucky enough to wear the crown, we're going to paint this town gold, and we're going to know every September that it is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month and that we have children in our community, families that have lost children and children that are battling, and we want them to know that we are here for them, that we support them, and that we want to, you know, just show our support.
I think with cancer, it can feel very isolating, even though the number of children diagnosed is higher than, I mean, one, even one child is one,
is
too,
one
many.
Too many. Yeah.
But so often, if it's our family hearing the words, your child has cancer, or it's the your neighbor's child, we want to do so much.
Sure, yet, it's absolutely devastating. And then those families have to turn their focus to their child. And their main goal is to make sure that he or she gets the care, the proper care that's needed, and that they find a cure for their child. So they don't have the time nor energy to focus into raising awareness and funding. And that's where we come in. And that's where we're able to make that difference and to show our support to them and help find a cure for these children, because we're parents. I have 4 boys. Praise God for healthy boys. But cancer has no discrimination, no age limit. And you never know whenever it's going to affect your family. So that's frightening for everyone, and that's why we should all be involved to support these families and help find a cure.
Yes, we all are familiar with cancer, but when we look at the treatment of cancer. I have learned so much through the knowledge that you have gained by working with the organization Cookies for Kids Cancer, by getting to know the families locally who are those warriors on the front line battling cancer. I was so shocked when you shared with me what percentage of funds collected actually go directly to help pediatric cancer.
Right. For every dollar that is spent on the $1 billion National Cancer Institute, only 3 pennies from every dollar is directed to childhood cancer research. And that is just devastating news, and it's unacceptable. And that's why we have to raise this money for Cookies for Kids Cancer, where the money is being provided for grants to the 7 of the nation's leading pediatric cancer centers, including St. Jude, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, Memorial Sloan Kettering, just to name a few, Dana-Farber. I mean, these are going to the nation's leading pediatric cancer centers to find clinical trials and other treatment options that can cure these children, because there hasn't been new developments of a drug in over 20 years, 2 decades. I mean, there is still chemotherapy, which has devastating side effects.
Yes, we see the pictures, we see the swollen faces, and it just tears at our heartstrings. This is the 10th anniversary of Cookies for Kids Cancer. Some people think it's just about a bake sale. And yet, when you look at the fact that since 2008, they have raised, this organization, Cookies for Kids Cancer, over $15 million in research grants. Bring that locally to me. How much have you had a part in helping raise towards helping our kids?
Well, with the help of our community, we have raised over $250,000 for pediatric cancer research. So super proud about that, and just so honored to be in a community that's so supportive of such a great cause. So we're hoping this year, you know, to get closer to that 300,000 mark. And for every $100,000, that's enough for a clinical trial. So when we hit the 300,000 mark, that will be the third clinical trial that Fort Mill, South Carolina has sponsored. So
when you drive through the neighborhoods and you see the gold bows, they represent hope. They represent measurable efforts to reach our kids with something that can potentially save a life. 6 years you've been involved. You continue to do it, even though, you know, you wear that invisible crown forever and ever. But so often the cause is for the pageant only, and once the pageant is over, the cause just kind of, you know, dissipates. Not with you. You have gone stronger, harder, faster. So tell me this. What have you seen change within our community throughout the last 6 years when you think about where you started and where we are today approaching September?
Well, I certainly believe we have a lot more awareness about childhood cancer today than we did 6 years ago. Unfortunately, we have more families that's been affected in the past 6 years, new diagnoses that I've unfortunately, you know, read about and met, the families that are battling. But certainly just a energy in September of people who want to help, who are calling to ask, when's the next bake sale going to be? Because, you know, me and my children want to participate. And, you know, it's definitely has been a huge increase in awareness, which was our goal from the beginning. So we're thankful for that.
I have been amazed at just the, like I said, a lot of times we want to do something, but we don't know what to do. When we have an awareness, it sort of brings us all together. Having a gold bow on your mailbox, how does that raise money? How much money does that raise? How do you collect all
I'm
that?
Glad you asked, Patty. The gold bows are provided by the Bunch Florist in downtown Fort Mill. The bows cost $10, and $7 from every bow goes directly to Cookies for Kids Cancer. So you can stop by anytime at Buy the Bunch in Fort Mill and purchase a bow. We have 27 neighborhood leaders this year that are leading off their neighborhood selling bows for their neighbors, which is super exciting because that's grown from 6 years ago unbelievably. So very, very excited to have Maureen here to talk a little bit about being a hood leader and just the friendly competition that we give. We really feed off of it, and we've seen increased numbers. And even as we're getting to the deadline, you know, it's never too late to order a gold bow, and we still have neighbors that are, wait a minute, I need to get my money in. I've been getting my kids back to school, and I haven't had a chance to do it. So
did Freda at Buy the Bunch have any idea when you just happened to walk in one day and say, I have an idea about gold bows on mailboxes. You want to be involved?
You know, Freda jumped right in, and she has never backed down. She has been so fantastic. She's already made over 1,200 bows this September and counting. We're still having them come in. But, you know, Freda also had a personal connection. She's very good friends with Trisha Witherspoon, who lost her daughter, Jenna, to childhood cancer. And for her, right away, she said, I'm on board, let's do this. And she's been a fantastic support, and we couldn't do this without her. So thank you so much to Buy the Bunch.
Well, it makes it very, very special for all of us knowing that together we can move forward. It's almost like a healing process. I want to learn more about the, maybe we can redefine the negative connotation of a gang war. We can say this is a good kind of war because we are fighting cancer. We're going to talk with Maureen Metzger, but first we want to take our mid-program break and just remind everybody that you have tuned in to Close Up Fort Mill TKK. Of course, it's made possible Tuesdays and Thursdays because of our sponsors, Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. Kuster commercial real estate for the Carolinas, Miller Realty Group, live where you love and love where you live. And thanks to our co-sponsor, York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power. Lots more coming up on this edition of Close Up Fort Mill TKK with Dana Boutwell and Maureen Metzger, talking about the 6th annual Paint the Town Gold in honor of September being Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Stay tuned.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuster Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuster Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
When you suffer from back pain, playtime with loved ones can seem impossible. At Piedmont Medical Center, specialists affiliated with our neurospine program are dedicated to one thing, you living without pain. With personal end-to-end treatment plans, our team is ready to help you get back to all the things you love most. Take the first step toward a pain-free life. Visit PiedmontMedicalCenter.com/backseminar to register for a seminar today. That's PiedmontMedicalCenter.com/backseminar.
Hey, from Famous Toastery in TKK, we want to thank you for your loyal patronage, and we're excited to announce that both Indian Land and Rock Hill Famous Toasteries are open and ready to serve you our delicious, always fresh breakfast and lunch, daily specials, and I could go on. You can be sure that each location of Famous Toastery is uniquely designed with the same great culture and experience that we're known for. We'll see you at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server. Carmen Miller and the Miller Realty Group understand that choosing the right home is just the beginning. Becoming part of a growing community, now that's where life happens. If you're looking for the right home, start with us. Our passion is helping you. Visit homesfortmill.com to see the most recent home listings, and be sure to check out Carmen Miller's Talk of the Town, Carolinas, every Tuesday to discover even more reasons to love the Carolinas. Live where you love and love where you live. Carmen Miller Realty Group. Welcome home. homesfortmill.com.
On cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuster Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuster Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We're back and you're listening to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. We are live today right here in Tiga K. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day in the Carolinas. And it's gold. Gold is popping up everywhere because September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Childhood cancer is the number one disease killer of children in the United States. And when I think about children and cancer, like anybody else, it's just heartbreaking. I'm inspired by my guest today. I've got Dana Boutwell and Maureen Metzger, who have really gotten involved, taken positions of leadership to make sure that as many gold bows as we can around the communities throughout Fort Mill are on display to raise money for better treatment for childhood cancer. Of course, this is through Cookies for Kids Cancer Organization, which celebrates its 10th anniversary. Dana, your sixth year of really putting your heart and soul into raising awareness and making a difference in promoting childhood cancer. But Maureen, this is your first year volunteering.
It is.
So tell me, how did you get, how did you first learn about this amazing core group of people making a difference in the lives of children and families facing this battle?
I know Dana, she reached out and she said, would you be interested this year in being the Springfield leader? And I said, I would be honored.
Well, let me tell you, you have done an amazing job. I love knowing that there's like a visual prompt, because in my mailbox, there was a card that had all the information that I needed to know. And I thought, $10, $7 from each bow goes back to Cookies for Kids Cancer. And then you've got corporations like OXO that are matching.
Yes.
Everything you raise here in Fort Mill goes and is matched, what, 100%?
Yes, they match 100%, fundraising up to $100,000.
And then last year you raised how much? The group, everybody, the hood leaders.
Last year the gold bows for Paint the Town Gold, we raised over $22,000.
And in the 6 years, how
in
much?
In the 6 years, over $62,000 from the gold bows.
And when we look at the total budget that is for the cancer, there's not as much as we would like to believe dedicated or designated for specifically childhood cancer and better treatments. What, like, what'd you say? Just 3 cents on the dollar?
That's right, yes. Only 3 pennies of every dollar is dedicated specifically to childhood cancer research.
Wow, that is just...
So funding is key for a cure. Funding is key.
Funding is everything. Since 2008, the beginning of Cookies for Kids Cancer, I think $15 million has been added into research grants, 37 new treatments in clinical trial. And you're working with, like, big hospitals that are on just the very, very edge of new technology.
Right.
So it's so much more than just a bake sale. But what blows my mind is the fact that you can have something as simple as a bake sale, get your kids involved, raise awareness, and have this type of result.
Absolutely. It's definitely grassroots fundraising, and that's where it all developed from for Gretchen and Larry Witt. They are the founders of Cookies for Kids Cancer. They had a child, Liam, who lost his life to cancer, and they started with a bake sale to just – they were working with their oncologist and was trying to raise enough money for a treatment that could potentially save Liam's life, and they were able to raise – enough money, but unfortunately it was after the loss of their son Liam, and they just continue to move forward and battle for all the other children that are battling.
Well, you know, that's it's incredible to me how there's so much strength in families, especially who have lost so much, and yet they make it their life's mission to not lose another child, even if that child belongs to another family. It's just so deep within their hearts. Maureen, so your husband is also really involved in making sure that Springfield wins.
Yes,
my
husband walked our entire neighborhood, which is over 600 homes, and put those flyers in every single mailbox.
And so when you look at how many neighborhoods are participating right now?
We have 27 neighborhoods participating this year, and I just want to mention, too, that five of our neighborhood leaders have had a child who has battled cancer or lost their battle to childhood cancer. So we have 27 strong, awesome women and husbands that are supporting them to raise as much money as possible and has put out as many gold bows. And it started out, you know, just it's bragging rights, you know, it's a friendly neighborhood competition. But I had Colleen Welch with Baxter Beauty Bar that reached out to me and said, hey, I've heard about this competition, and you know what, to whoever sells the most gold bows, I want to give them a gift basket. And as of the moment, Maureen is in the lead, and I believe that she, I mean, there's still a few days left, but you got a good lead. You got a good lead.
I know. I think the thing about Springfield is we have little street battles, too. There's a couple streets that are full, almost 100% participation. And, Patty, your street is one.
Hey, hey, hey.
I know.
Wow, this is
I've
so fantastic.
I've had friends that were like, I'll take over the street. And I was like, that's great. And she has full participation.
Well, you know, you also shared that people are doing more than just giving you $10 for a bow. They're buying extra bows. They're shipping them to their family who live in Georgia, Alabama. But what else are you seeing in terms of donations?
I have a basket on my porch where people can drop off their donations. And one lady wrote a two-page handwritten letter, and it brought me to tears talking about how she was so appreciative of this campaign because she lost a child to cancer, and it brought me to tears. As a mother, it brought me to tears. I can't imagine.
Cancer doesn't discriminate. You don't know what tomorrow holds. You don't know if you are reading a letter that is going to be something that impacts your life directly. Just to know.
Yes, he was not, and according to the letter, he was 19. And then I have a co-leader, Andrew McConaughey, who's been very helpful throughout this whole month getting bow donations and putting the bows on the mailboxes, and it's personal for her as well.
Isn't it amazing how you don't know what you don't know, but when you have a movement where you work together and you have a common goal and you have these opportunities to share, you realize how prevalent cancer is. I mean, it's one thing to read that, you know, over 13,000 children in the United States are diagnosed each year. Every 3 minutes, a family is hearing your child has cancer. But when it's your neighbor, when it's somebody that you see in the grocery store, when suddenly you see the parent, but you don't see the child because the child has lost, they've moved on, that's real life. It's real life stuff. It's what sort of bonds us as people. So you've got a group, you've got your own core of cadets that are out there.
I've recruited my friends. We put the mailboxes out to get, put the bows on the mailboxes. In fact, on Tuesday, one of my dear friends and I, we were putting the bows out, and one lady was literally running down the street after, wait, I need my bow. I pulled out of my driveway just the other day. There's a gentleman waiting in his car. He's like, I need a bow. I mean, people, you drive through Springfield, there's 310 bows.
So,
I mean,
wow.
It's gold everywhere.
And I bet you the ones that don't have it have just been too busy and they just haven't had a chance. That's why they're trying to grab you.
Yes, we have Facebook pages for Springfield, and it's that way, and we put the flyers in. Yes, I mean, next time we're going to find a way to be sure that we can get 100% participation, but we're over half, and I think that's fantastic. It's all we could ask for.
Yay!
People have been donating much more than just the bow. I mean, multiple dollars. One of my neighbors bought a bow for her next-door neighbor who had just moved in, and the lady was like, there's a bow in my mailbox. I want to make a donation, even though her bow already had the donation. I mean, it's just things like that. It just makes you realize Springfield is on board with painting the town gold.
Do we know who's nipping close in second place in terms of neighborhood?
Oh, I do. I do, Patty. I will say Massey and Baxter communities are right behind them. And we have some communities. I want to give them credit as well. Like Elmhurst, they have 7 homes in their neighborhood. Well, they have 7 gold bows. So they are 100% participation.
So now we're going to have to think about, is it based on number of bows? Or can you make it up in donations if you lack the volume of homes?
I'll take it any way I can get it, Patty. I'll take it any way we can get it.
It's all for a great cause. So you have also set up an online opportunity for those that may be, you know, outside of our area but still listening through the WRHI app. How do we get involved and make a difference this September?
Yes, there's a couple ways that you can donate. If you go to our Facebook page, which is Cookies for Kids Cancer Fort Mill, there is a link there that you can click on and make a donation that goes 100% to Cookies for Kids Cancer. If you can't find the Facebook page, you can go on to cookiesforkidscancer.org. There's a donate button. You can type in a 6th annual Paint the Town Gold and donate there. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you, Dana Boutwell, Maureen Metzger, 6th annual Paint the Town Gold. Hey, and thank you for tuning into this edition of Close Up Fort Mill TKK presented by Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. Houston Commercial, Commercial Real Estate in the Carolinas. Miller Realty Group, live where you love and love where you live. Until next time, stay close. This is Patty Mercer. Bye-bye.